Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Davies. I'm one of the organisers here for Linux.conf.au 2004. I'd like to welcome you all to Australia's National Linux and Open Source Conference. You know, there are people all over the world who want to come to this event, including this fellow. Now, you probably can't read the placard that he's holding up, but it says, "I would love to attend Linux.conf.au, please, because I like Linux." So he thought that somehow, by holding up a placard, taking a photo, that he could somehow get to the conference. So think of yourselves as being lucky. You're here and you didn't even have to do this. We won't mention the fact that he has also tried to scam us out of some money, but that's another issue. This conference has been being organised for the last 14 months by a dedicated team of organisers. And very quickly, I just want to tell you who they are, because I'm probably going to forget to acknowledge them later. Where my cursor is at the moment is Jeffrey Bennett. Over here is Lindy Bennett. You won't see Lindy very much around the place because she's running the Partners Program this week. We have David Lloyd here, Paul Schultz, Ryan Werner, Glenn Turner, Dan Shearer, and myself. Now, you know, we've worked pretty hard to bring this conference to you guys. And we hope it's paid off. We hope that this week you'll have a really good time, you'll learn a lot, and that you'll just have a great week. Now to a few logistics and things. If you haven't registered, well, you've got a few choices. Now, we've almost run out of registrations, by the way, so there's still a few left, but if you haven't registered, I would hurry over to the registration desk straight after this little talk, or you can go there at lunchtime, or tomorrow at 8 a.m. But please don't leave it. The reason why I say don't leave it is because you need your yellow badge. As you would have received, yellow badge? Yellow lanyard with a badge on it. You need this badge because it's really your gateway to all the conference events. If you haven't discovered already, there's tickets inside the badge. So if you open it up, there's a whole bunch of tickets inside. So if you are going to various social events, the tickets are inside the badge. Don't lose it, or else you're going to have trouble getting into any of those sorts of events. Of course, I need to talk about sponsors, but just before I do that, a glass of water. As well as the efforts of the conference organisers, we really just need to acknowledge our sponsors, and we're going to do a bit more of that later on. But just to run off the top of the bat, we just want to acknowledge all of our sponsors, because they've been great this year. And the first one off the top there is IBM, our Penguin sponsor. IBM, this is their third year that they've been our major sponsor, our Penguin sponsor for this conference, and we really appreciate IBM. You couldn't ask for a better corporate sponsor in IBM. They've provided great technical people to come along and speak to the conference. They have provided funds to add to our bottom line, and they've just been very easy to work with. You know, IBM has been a great company to work with, and we just, Linux.conf.au really appreciates the effort that IBM put into this conference. And it makes it all possible. It makes it really easy when you can slot in someone like IBM at the top and say, thank you very much. A new kid on the block for this conference is Oracle this year. But Oracle's not a new kid on the block when it comes to Linux. They're another big Linux company, very supportive. And for those who are here for the first 2 days of this conference, you might have seen the Open Source in Government mini conference. And that was all Oracle's idea. We're very thankful to Oracle for putting that on. We've received a lot of press because of the Open Source in Government mini conference, and it's just been amazing to see politicians and public decision makers all coming together, as well as developers, to see how open source software can just apply to the public sector. And again, thank you Oracle for putting that on. That was just great. Not just that, they've also got the a number of other events inside the main conference, and of course the key one is tonight for our professional delegates. We have our networking session, so thank you to Oracle. That's our Penguin and Platinum sponsor. Now we come down to our gold sponsors, and Sun Microsystems, we're going to talk about Sun in a moment on the next slide, but again, Sun have been a great partner for us. It's been great working with Duncan and his team. They've been a wonderful support of this conference, and we really appreciate Sun. Hewlett-Packard, on the other side, on the right. Hewlett-Packard have also been a very good sponsor to us. It's very interesting because for years now, HP have been providing fantastic speakers. Every year there's been, if you look through the conference program, so-and-so at HP.com, so-and-so at HP.com. Every year, you know, they give us great speakers every single conference. And this year they've formalised that relationship and taken out a gold sponsor position. So again, we're really happy that HP have formalised that. And again, if you look at our conference program, there are a bunch of HP speakers that are just great, and it's great to have them on board. Of course, we're all sitting in Elder Hall, which is the part of the music faculty of the University of Adelaide. And again, Adelaide Uni's provided us a great venue, just one street away from the city centre. And we have the River Torrens down the other side. It's a beautiful location and great facilities. And so we do thank the University of Adelaide for having us here. We've also got a media sponsor this year, Australian Developer. And in your conference bag, you'll find the latest edition of Australian Developer with, I think, 12 pages of Linux-related material. So it's great to see the mainstream magazine have that sort of support for Linux and the conference. That's our media sponsor. Now, very quickly, going through our silver sponsors. I know you're probably getting sick of me talking already, but Netcraft and Arnet are both providing, Netcraft's been providing administrative services and just providing lots of bodies to do lots of tasks. Arnet providing some network connectivity for us. Adrenaline providing the machines to do the audio recording. iNetD, the live CD that you'd find in your conference show bag, was sponsored by iNetD. So if you want to try out some of the software that your speakers are going to be talking about, it's there on the iNetD live CD. CompSecure, Credit Card Clearinghouse, have taken your money for you and given it to us. And Apple out there, you would have seen the Apple Cyber Cafe outside. That's been a great addition to be able to borrow a PowerBook for a couple of hours. Internode are responsible for all of the wireless access that you have here, both on campus and across the road in the city. Thank you to Internode for that. And finally, the Australian Computer Society, well-known and respected professional society, have also come on board as a silver sponsor. Now, a little while ago, we announced the Sun Regional Delegates Program. Now, I just want to focus on Sun for a moment here and just say that, you know, they've been great, because a lot of you guys out there, you know, come to this conference every year, and some of you struggle to make it for various reasons, but Sun have stepped up to the plate, and this is now the second year they've done this, and provided the Regional Delegates Program. So for you out there who are a contributor to the community in a number of different ways, well, what Sun have done, of course, as you know, they put on a competition and they've selected a winner from every state to come to the conference. You know, full airfares, full conference dinner, full registration fees, the whole box and dice have been provided by Sun. And it's great that they could to do that, to enable, you know, I think 8 or 9 people this year to come to this conference who otherwise might not have been able to make it. Of course, we're going to have a national prize this year, someone who's going to take out a great prize donated by Sun Microsystems. And I'd just like to invite Mr. Duncan Bennett from Sun to come up and just to say a little bit about that and also to present the prize. But again, we just want to say thank you to Sun for your contributions to the community. Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you. I'll take 2 minutes, guys. That's all. This is the second year we've done it. The attraction for us is that the delegates are selected by the local user groups, and in fact the national winner is selected by the organising committee. So it really is a grassroots program, and that's why I guess we're so keen to be supportive of it. This year there is a national winner, and the national winner is Matthew Palmer. Where are you, Matthew, from New South Wales? Come on, come on. Take your moment of fame.
Thanks very much.
We thought long and hard about a prize for Matthew that was appropriate, being this a grassroots program. So we came up with a prize.
No, it's not. It's not the same. Who was at the birth of us? Who remembers the dinner? We had an awful lot of fun auctioning last year's T-shirt.
I guess, yeah, this is a community T-shirt, and from Sun we think it belongs in the community. So Matthew, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'll just add to that as well and just say that that T-shirt's just, oh, it's got some signatures on it, okay? But Rusty worked long and hard and embarrassed himself to get all those signatures because it's got all the significant Colonel contributors on that T-shirt. So that's a pretty rare piece of memorabilia, isn't it, to have all of the significant Colonel contributors all on the one T-shirt. So hope you enjoy that, Matthew. Tell you what, you get dry up here. Okay. Last thing I'm going to say about our sponsors for this morning is that out there in the registration area you'll find stands from Oracle and Apple and ACS. Please visit them, say good day and see what they've got on offer. They won't try to sell too hard to you. There's also a bookseller as well and a few others there as well with Dimmicks there. So again, make sure you go out there and have a look. There's some obviously a few goodies they can give away as well, so make sure you go and see our vendors. Make it worth their time for being here. And also our Sun Microsystems, they've got some nice kit down in the network room, which you'll find a little bit later on. Now, we want to make sure that no one here has a bad time. You know, we're about making this conference great for everyone. And one of those things that we've done is to make sure that you've got an opportunity and an ability to be able to find help when you need it. The first point of call is someone in a yellow T-shirt. Now, Ian Loxton's over there, and we've got Brian down here. We've got Ben in the front row. Can the yellow T-shirts just stand up for a second? Yellow T-shirt people, stand up, a few of you. Now, when you want to find someone to hassle, hassle them. Don't bother me. You bother them, okay? These are the guys. Thank you. Michael Firkins over there and Andrew Braun, a whole bunch of guys. So your first point of call if you need anything here at the conference is you bother these guys. Now, if they can't help you, you come to the registration desk. And we've got Eva from Netcraft who's going to be there most of the conference. And she should be able to help you as well as others who are there too. Finally, I really should take out number three, the people in orange T-shirts. Now that's our organising team. They're the eight photos that I showed up earlier. They're the people in orange T-shirts, and you can bother us if you really have to, okay? That's fine. And finally, we have a phone number. You can ring this phone number 24 hours a day in emergency situations only. If you find yourself lost or in jail or in hospital or... where's Conrad? I don't know. Anyway, if you have problems and you find yourself stuck here in Adelaide, and perhaps you're an international visitor, that phone number is being shared amongst the organising team 24 hours a day for the duration of the conference. So you can get a hold of us if you really have to, but in emergency situations only, please. Recognising a surprise. Now, last year, again, a lot of you were in Perth, and last year we had this whole penguin suit thing, and we had, you know, Linus turn up in a penguin suit. We're not going to do that this year. You know why? Where's Leon? Leon Brooks. Is he here? There you are, Leon. You know what he said? He said, oh, look, if you're going to use my penguin suit, you have to have it dry cleaned. I'll tell you what. So I'm sorry, Leon. Yeah, penguin suit. But of course, even though we don't have a penguin suit, Linus is here, for those who aren't sure. Linus Torvalds is here. Is he here this morning? Is he in the room? No, he's not. He's hiding. He's here. So the man himself is here. So feel free to say g'day to him. And just remember the note on the bottom. Treat our speakers as normal people. They're just as normal as you are. Okay. This conference is getting bigger every year, and we've grown to over 500 attendees this year, and we've also grown even a greater percentage in journalists. There's going to be over 12 journalists running around this week. So if you're a famous person and you've got something to say, you've got an opportunity to get yourself quoted. But on the flip side as well, you'll notice that journalists have got a camera on their badge. So look out for the journalists. And if you don't want to be quoted, and if they're starting to bother you and those sorts of things, just ask them nicely to go away, and they will. But if you're somebody famous, if you're a Tridge or a Rusty or a Linus, and you want to say something to the media or anybody else, by the way, just feel free. And they might end up using what you tell them. But just letting you know that there's going to be lots of media running around the place, and it's great to have them here covering the conference. It's great to see the conference expanding in size and having the support of the local media as well. Oops. Venue. Now, in your conference handbook, you got a conference handbook in the front row there somewhere? No? All right, I forgot to bring a book with me. In the inside of the book is a map of all of the facilities, if you haven't found that already. That should help you to be able to find where you want to go. And on the other pages, you'll find lecture theatres and maps of the City of Adelaide and these sorts of things as well. So please make use of those maps so you can find your way around. And now you, of course, in a couple of hours' time, you're going to start thinking about food. And there's a couple of different options for you if you're new to Adelaide. We have the Mayo Refect, which is just down here, is the Student Union building. That will be open for lunch. But again, since we're right in the centre of the city, it's only one street away and you're in Rundle Street and also Rundle Mall, where there's plenty of food halls and cafes and nice restaurants. So plenty of options for food, but check out your book and it should give you some details on those sorts of things. And something else new and innovative that we've done this year is you'll find also in your badge here an ice cream voucher. So if you'd like to have some ice creams during the conference, just take that ticket along to the registration desk and you can get some, whatever they are, some ice creams of some particular flavour. Gay times, that's right, chocolate and caramel gay times. Networking, we're all geeks, we want to know these details. This is the important stuff, isn't it? Just to get all the rest. We have the CompSci Labs, where we have some wide networking. We've got some computers there that just boot themselves up into Mozilla. We've also got some ports there where you can DHCP your laptop. But if you've got a wireless card, you have lots of options. Around the campus area, there's your DHCP, ESSID of Internode, NoWeb, all that sort of stuff. And then in the city as well, thanks to Internode, you've got wireless access in all of the restaurant areas, all the cafe strips and the accommodation areas, thanks to CityLAN, which is run partially by Internode. And there are all the details there. All this information is in your conference handbook, but it's just worthwhile pointing out that if you have a laptop and you want some connectivity, it's all there. And if you don't have a laptop, we do have terminals there in the computer science labs. And of course, we've got mirror.arnet. We're on the Arnet backbone here, so that's going to be your quickest site for downloading anything. That's the end of the geeky stuff. Door prize. Someone's got a conference postcard under their seat. So have a look. Actually, it's a little bit hard to find. It's you might have to stand up. It's on the back edge of the seat, on the cushion on the bottom, round the back. Hey, this looks good from up here. Oh, we have one down there. Yes, that's the one. You have a winner. And who are you?
Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. WA. Well, I've got a problem for you.
Oh no.
That's okay. Thank you to Everything Linux for the penguin. Thank you very much, guys. You know how much that's going to cost? An airfare to Perth? That's going to take up two seats. The conference program. Again, the authoritative version is always on the web. There haven't been any changes in the last 24 hours, but I would suggest you have a look at the web page for the conference program. There will be details at the conference registration desk as well, in case you forget. It's just worthwhile noting that today is tutorial day, so we're going to be running, you can go to one tutorial this morning and one this afternoon, and you have a choice of four in both morning and afternoon slots. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday are paper presentations, and those run for 40 minutes long, plus 5 minutes for questions. And our helpers will be enforcing those time limits, so speakers don't go over. You'll have your talk cut off short. In fact, we're even going to have egg timers to make sure our speakers don't go over time. But anyway, we also have a 15-minute break so that people have time to get back and forth between different venues. And again, no flash photography. It annoys people. And please turn off your mobile phones and be considerate of others. The other thing we'd like you to do is we do have ways of rating papers and tutorials. We either have pieces of paper that can be filled out and dropped in the entry box over at registration, or you can do it online. And the information's on the back of your badge. So please give this feedback for our speakers. It helps us to know which speakers are good and which ones to invite back next year, but it also helps us to, also it's the feedback we can give back to our speakers and to help them to improve as well. We've also got works in progress sessions being run by Paul Schulz. And if you'd like to be part of that, that's an opportunity. If you're developing something cool that's not quite ready for a full paper presentation, you can have 3 minutes to talk about it up on stage. Maybe 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. And what you need to do is make a submission on some A4 sheets of paper. All the details are in your conference handbook, but that needs to be to registration desk by lunchtime Thursday. The other thing I want to mention is the fix-its. You might have known them as birds of a feather sessions. And what we've done this time is trying to take the birds of a feather concept and make it into have a real outcome. So if you're proposing something in the software world that needs fixing, perhaps there's some bugs in some software that just prevent it from being just that really usable piece of software, you know, you get together with a group of people, propose a solution, make the fix or whatever, what you can achieve, and we're going to have some prizes on offer from Hewlett-Packard to reward those who are making a difference. Maybe there's that little bug in CD Record that's making it just preventing it from being useful, or maybe it's you think, we just need to do this advocacy thing a little bit better. This is an opportunity for you to win a prize and to help the community, to put something back in. Okay? All the details, again, in the conference handbook, or you can talk to the registration desk as well. We've even got a wiki online, available at wiki.linux.conf.au. So if you've got photos, if you've got write-ups that you want to do at the conference, if you want to share your conference experience with other people, here is the opportunity for you to do that. Just you can connect to that, again, anywhere and around the campus, and make those contributions so that other people can see what you think of the conference. Hackfest. Have people heard about the Hackfest? Yeah, hands? Yeah? Half you? Okay. The Hackfest is a competition being put on by IBM. It's a programming contest. For those who know Tetris, it's a multiplayer Tetris game, and you have to write a little artificial intelligence bot to play Tetranet. Now, we've got a library for you to interface into, so you don't have to do any of the hard work. You just got to come up with the algorithm to play the best game. And if you'd like to enter this contest, it'd be well worth your while, because IBM are offering a fantastic prize. They're offering a nice grunty server, which you can have a look at down in the computer science labs. It's a very nice box, worth in excess of $39,000 Australian, worth a lot of money. So In all that spare time you've got while you're here at the conference, like, you know, after 6 at night and before 8 in the morning, write some code, win this server. It's a great prize on offer by IBM, and we're very thankful for that. And just on that note, I would like to invite Chris Yeo up to say a little bit more about this. Where is Chris? Welcome Chris up, please.
Thanks, Michael. Michael's managed to say most of what I was going to say, but I'd like to say that it's not too late to enter. There's example code up there of an example Tetranet AI, so it's something you can base off or get some ideas from. So it only probably take you a few hours to get something simple up, maybe a few more to get something that's really competitive. As Michael said, the deadline's not till midday Friday, so you've got quite a bit of time. If you want to go see the actual machine itself, you can see it playing. I've got some bots running on there. As people put the submissions in there, you'll be able to see the bots playing against each other, which should be quite fun. And I know some people out there think they're better than any AI bot could be. So feel free to connect with GTechNet or something like that and play against the bots. See how you go. Just say good luck to all the entrants, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the entries. Thanks.
Now, it really is a nice box. You really should go down and have a look at this sexy black box which IBM provided. Very nice, and it's just a great prize. And again, we just want to say thank you to IBM for that. So go to that website, have a look at the details, start writing some code. See if you've got what it takes to win this prize. The dunking. Now, the other thing about Linus was that last year in Perth, we were trying to work out how could we get him to come to Adelaide. Well, we said, I'll tell you what, we'll get a dunk tank. Because he actually mentioned somewhere online that he'd never been dunked before and he wanted to be. So, you know, the way to make this happen is you hire a dunk tank and you say, Linus, I've got one, and it's in Adelaide, Australia. And sorry, you've got to sit on a plane for 22 hours to make it happen. But, so on Saturday, we're going to be dunking Linus. What a media opportunity. Now, if he doesn't bring something of his own to wear, we'll provide some Speedos for him, okay? So that's an incentive for him to bring something a bit more substantial. And further to that, we're not just doing that for just Linus, we're actually doing that for all of our speakers. We asked all 42 of our speakers whether they would be prepared to be dunked. And most of them said yes. So it's going to be an opportunity for you if you think, Rusty. You're not speaking, but you might get dunked anyway. You bring something to be dunked, or you will be dunked in your clothes. Or you might be thinking to yourself, I could never get that XSIM configuration working. Where's Philip Hazel? Or you might think, you know, you go through a whole speaker list. You maybe think, LWN didn't publish that article that I sent them. So, Jonathan Corbett down here. So, for all of our speakers, it's time for you to get back. And it's not just a time to get back, it's also a chance to raise money for charity. We're going to be auctioning off the balls, or selling off the balls so you can have shots at your speakers. And the money is going to go to the Cystic Fibrosis Association, so we're doing that for charity. And, of course, the three balls that we're auctioning off for Linus, we expect to go for a bit more, so we're going to be doing that at the Penguin Dinner on Friday night. War games. You'd also find in your bag a water pistol. No? Not in yours. Most of you should have water pistols. And the whole idea of those water pistols is, if, you know, now we can finally decide those VI versus Emacs wars, or the GNOME versus KDE, or Linux versus FreeBSD, or whatever. So if you want to have some war games, you have to do it off campus, down the other side of the river. You have to use tap water only. You know, we have to cover ourselves here. Only if people opt in, don't shoot random people, and don't do it around here on campus, because the security guards will confiscate your water pistol. Okay, so do it at your own risk, but it's a great time to have some fun at the conference, and we're going to be doing that also on Saturday. Everyone's going to be getting wet on Saturday, so, you know, that's the time for that. And of course, we've got armbands available, so you can have your own teams and all those sorts of things. So that'll all be happening on Saturday, and feel free to do it on other times. But again, off campus, away from laptops, away from conference theatres, lecture theatres and things. Thanks to Everything Linux for providing those water crystals, by the way. Today's tutorials, I'm coming to the end. You're almost finished. I'm almost finished here, and you'll be glad of that. You have the choice of four tutorials this morning. We have Wayne Pekarsky doing his virtual reality things here in Elder Hall. We have the industry legend Keith Packard doing his overview of Cairo graphics in Napier GO4. We have Russell Coker doing his NSA Linux stuff as well in LG29, who all that stuff's going to end up in Red Hat or Fedora very soon. So all you Fedora users, that could be very interesting. And also Gavin Cherry is going to be talking about Postgres in GO3. So we've got a great choice of tutorials this morning. Then this afternoon, Rasmus continues his linux.conf.au tradition and does a tutorial on PHP. And then we've got Conrad and team doing all of their audio and media type stuff there in GO4. And for GNOME hackers out there, GNOME Platform Libraries by Malcolm Trednick. And finally, XM Tutorial by Philip Hazel in Napier GO3. So we really wanted to put on some great tutorials this year, and I think there's a good selection here for you all. So that is what is going to happen today. Now to just finish off, what's linux.conf.au all about? We've tried to put on some, try to bring out some great speakers for you, and so they can give some great technical talks and tutorials. We've given you the opportunity in a relaxed conference environment to you know, mingle with speakers, to rub shoulders with these guys, and to have a chat to them face to face. You might have just seen them on email lists, now you can talk to them face to face. But it's not just that. And it's not even just some great social events. For those who are coming to the Penguin dinner, you're going to be pretty impressed because it's a pretty good dinner this year. It's not just all these great things. What is linux.conf.au all about? It's about having fun. For those who don't recognise these two people, the one with the tongue out is the president of Linux Australia. Very sad. And of course, Jeff Orr, nothing more needs to be said there. So, you know, that's what we want this conference to be different. What's that? That's what we want this conference to be. We want it to be a great technical conference, but we also want it to be a time to have fun. So make sure you have fun this week. And that's about all, folks. Thank you.